Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park. We've got Gov and Greg behind the glass, and Luke Sloan on the updates this morning.
Good morning.
John, that was one of your coaches.
Yeah, it was a very sad day yesterday, and I hate to start everybody's day off like this, but it was yesterday got the news that Mike DeBoard, my offensive line coach at Michigan and coordinator, but leader, mentor, just an unbelievable individual, passed yesterday, and it's one of those things too. And it's weird how you don't call everybody that you know all the time, and then something like this happens, and I'm calling all of my teammates and other guys that played for Mike DeBoard, different eras, to try and make sure that they spread the word as well. And it's an opportunity to catch up with a lot of guys and see what they're doing. And you just hate that that's the call that you're making, and you wish that you had made those calls prior to that, just to say, how's it going? And not always the guy that calls in like that. But Mike DeBoard was such a good leader, and he was a coach that it was about winning. He was the one that taught me that it was okay to have fun playing football and doing it. It was okay to have fun doing something that you wanted to be successful at, but getting there could be a lot of fun. And I really believe that that sentiment, it was set by Lloyd Carr and it was followed by the coaching staff, is why we were successful in 97. That coaching staff really cared about each other. They cared about the players, but we had so much fun. Winning helps, obviously, but we had so much fun. So thoughts and prayers to his family.
Of course.
It's been a rough 4 years for them, but he's in a better place. So thoughts and prayers.
It's a good sentiment. We got a busy show today. We're going to talk a little bit about this Tigers baseball team. One hit last night, John.
It was disappointing, to say the least.
What do we do for one? I mean, how big a deal are we supposed to make of this?
It's one game, but it's one game in a short sample size of start to a season. I'm not willing to sit there and go, oh, well, this is who they are.
They're finally coming back down to earth.
Right. It was an off night. I will say this, though. Priester, he had some good stuff last night. And the combination of pitches, sometimes you run into a buzzsaw, and that's what happened. I'm not going to sit there and make too much of it. We'll see what they do today. They still have the opportunity because they won that first game to win the series. And then all is right with the world again.
Gleyber Torres had a nice day. He had the only hit. He had a nice play in the field. That's really the only positive to take out of that game.
Yeah. And I mean, it's
like Flaherty even wasn't himself. He wasn't as sharp. His velocity was down a little bit. I know Dierks was talking about his breaking pitch didn't have the same drop that it had, say, in the previous start where he was largely unhittable. I'm not concerned about Jack, though. And I'm not going to panic about the offense, which had a good approach all season long. This is baseball. You play 162 of these. Now, if this is recurring. If this happens again later today at 1 o'clock when they play, if this happens three of the next four games, like, yeah, then we start to get a collective, oh boy, back down to earth. We're going to have to fight for every single win this year.
Yeah. And I mean, there's obviously some things like Riley Green. What the hell?
You want a stat on Riley Green? And not pretty. He leads the American League in strikeouts right now. He went 0-for-4 with three of them last night, and he's one for his last 28 at-bats.
Yeah, it's been a tough start to the season. Why can't Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green, we've talked about the 1-2 punch for, what, 3 years now?
I know.
Why can't they both be good at the same time? I think things are going to be okay with Riley Green. It is a slump, and AJ has always said too, and he talked about this with Cole Keith, if a slump like this happens in the middle of the season, everybody's like, ah, he'll come out of it. To start the season like this, it's the conversation that's going to be had because that's all you know about this 2025 season.
I think maybe one of the most discouraging parts of it, though, was that it was after a day off. And not that that's the magic elixir, but you hope a guy clears his head, comes out, and has a better day at the plate. That's one of the worst games of the season for him after the day off.
It just doesn't feel like he's seeing the ball well.
No, there was the at-bat where I think he got three straight sinkers. I think he looked at all three of them and struck out. It's like, dude, it's the same pitch largely in the same area.
Well, and he's been getting a lot of that same pitch all season long, and it's not that pitchers have figured him out. It's just he's got to figure out – he just got to see that ball – out of that pitcher's hand, got to pick up the spin, got to, you know, just got to see it better.
The adjustment to the adjustment.
Yeah.
Mentioned they could still win the series today. They'll play 1 o'clock, 1:10 first pitch, and the starter is Keiter Montero.
Yeah.
He wasn't on the team yesterday.
He was not. Have they made a corresponding move yet? I think they actually said it was today.
So my guess, DFA Maeda?
What?
DFA Kenta Maeda, designate for assignment, remove him from the roster, never have him pitch in the old English D ever again. Did I stutter? Who's the weak link on the pitching staff?
Okay, I get it, but...
Is that a leap to take that they would remove the worst guy from the pitching staff?
It's not a leap to take. I just don't see...
Javi's been here for 2.5 years of playing bad baseball.
Thank
or
you
more.
For connecting the dots for me.
Jim, it's the money. They're not cutting him because of the money. They're not going to DFA Kenta Maeda. I'll try to find out what they did here as I get set up, but it's not Kenta Maeda. If it's Kenta Maeda, what do you want me to do? I'll shoot the boot on the air, okay?
I mean, he's in the last year of his deal.
Did you read
guys,
the papers this morning? I'm pretty sure that would be in there. Well, maybe not.
Well, the move hasn't happened yet, right? That's my point. Is
right. They said we would find out this morning.
Yeah, they don't have to do it until before the game starts.
Right. AJ said post game in his comments. So,
oh, okay.
But maybe they waited. They can wait.
Well, I suppose it could just be a young arm that gets sent down from the bullpen.
I think that's more likely. And I mean, pick your poison for a day.
Just to be clear, you think Kenta Maeda is on the roster the entire season?
He doesn't
season.
Even check out of the hotel room. He just, you know, stays there and just doesn't show up to the ballpark, whoever that individual is. But Kenta Maeda, and so I want to go back to you not having any complaints. This is clearly a complaint you were having. And now all of a sudden they bring up Kenta Montero, just because they want to, 24 games in 25 days?
23 and 24, something like that. Yeah.
And they want to push the rotation back a day, you're going to send Kenta Maeda?
AJ didn't rule out that Montero sticks around a little bit. He said they could tinker with a hybrid six-man rotation at some point here. Do you really think Maeda can't be cut at all this season? He's in the last year of his deal.
Nobody said that. It ain't happening on tax day or whatever it was yesterday. It's not happening that quick.
Well, maybe Mr. I got a big return, and he can pay him and buy him out.
You're
I don't know.
Being unreasonable. I mean, why?
I didn't think this was going to set off the fireworks. It did. I said the worst player on the team might not be on the team anymore.
Forgive me for the shock of I didn't see that coming in the opening segment. And, I mean, if Javier turns back into Javi, DFA him.
All right, let's just blow torch it right now because obviously he's in a mood this morning for some reason. Let me finish. I mean, you see what Alex Bregman did last night?
I missed it. What did he do?
5-for-5, 2 homers.
If I had known that would have been the start of the show.
I mean, my
2 home runs?
Could have used that last night.
As opposed to one hit for the Tigers?
I'm not arguing that it shouldn't be the move that they make. And I don't know how long, I mean, when's Cobb going to be back? Because now if you got Montero and Cobb, the odd man out should be Maeda. I just don't think that that happens in April.
Okay.
And why do you hold on to him and do it at a later date? I don't know the answer to that question, but I was shocked. Thanks for giving us that one in the bullpen to be ready for.
I didn't think this was a big topic. Okay, so you think it's going to be someone like, I don't know, pick a name out of a hat. You think it's going to be...
I got it.
Who?
Tanefi.
Oh, well, they had him throw a bunch last night, so that makes sense, too.
Not
is that official?
Aid. Are you okay?
That makes sense, too.
MLB.com, I would hope that's official.
That is as official as it gets. other than AJ calling in to let us know at 6 in the morning, that's about as official as it gets.
That is official? It's hilarious, because actually, talking about things that you find out live on air, first of all, the fact that Jim was going to DFA Kenta Maeda. Yesterday, I'm doing a live hit for the podcast that I do at Michigan and talking about different guys, the spring game this weekend. And in the middle of it, we're talking about Ben Hall and as one of the guys that I'm excited. And then all of a sudden, literally within minutes, I find out that Ben Hall enters the transfer portal. I mean, first of all, that's college football.
Yeah.
That's college sports at its finest. But Kenta Maeda DFA'd this morning. That did not happen. All right. I want to make sure that people know I'm shocked at what you, the,
I put my head on the pillow and I missed the corresponding move. I thought it was coming today before first pitch.
Trust me, I said I didn't know the corresponding move.
Hold on. What did you say to Benjamin Hall to make him transfer?
I wasn't talking to him. I was asked the question, who are some of the guys that you're excited to see? And
Jansen likes me. I'm out.
I guess. Yeah.
Couple quick ticket texts. Pretty sure they sent Hanafy down. Al says, could have sworn after the game they sent Hanafy down. And John in Lake Orion says, get rid of Maeda. Tell him he's going on a tour of Milwaukee breweries and leave him there. He'll be happy.
Anyway. I heard Doug and Gator doing that. Why would you go to Milwaukee topic yesterday? Especially from here, you got to drive through Chicago. Why would you pass up Chicago to go to Milwaukee? And somebody called in about touring, one, the Harley-Davidson Museum, which I think would be amazing. That's why I would go. But then it was touring, was it Miller Lite or Miller, all of their facilities and why the High Life bottle is clear? That's not much of a draw for me.
Yeah, no. You foreshadowed something here this morning, Jim, that me and John, you've learned something that we're going to be dealing with the rest of the season.
What are we dealing with the rest of the season?
That every time something needs to happen with the roster, it's Maeda.
Yeah.
Well, he is the last guy on the worst guy on the roster.
Veerling to return within weeks, Maeda's gone.
And eventually it could happen. I mean, look, I'm not saying just to think that it's going to happen on April 15th isn't unreasonable considering what they've kept on this roster before.
Parker Meadows back.
Again.
Maeda.
Worst guy on the roster, last year of his deal, not performing. It's not like I threw out something outrageous.
Bring
I
up
think
JT
your
Young.
Reaction is... Is hey, the surprising thing.
Hey, Max Clark. Bring up Max Clark. Get rid of Maeda.
I've not done that. All right. Coming up next. The Pistons schedule is mostly out now, including the first home game of this playoff series and the conflict it creates. We'll get to that next. 97.1.
Hey, we all want a nice green lawn. We all want some sunshine. Get rid of all this up and down. It will eventually happen. And you want to make sure you're ready. So give Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service a call. 888-GET-GREEN. We're on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. Purchase a full lawn program right now, and you're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1, the ticket. And here's what you get. It's the Natural Way difference. Fewer chemicals and environmentally sound practices. And if you got dogs or animals running around, you want to use fewer chemicals. And you got kids running around the yard, more importantly, probably. I don't want to be running around, rolling around in the ground with Teddy and wrestling with them and chemicals. So Natural Way is the company that I've chosen, and they've been dealing with me for about 3-4 years now, and it's always been great. They're going to custom tailor a solution specifically for your yard and your home. They also offer pest control services, locally owned and operated for 35 years, and 100% fat satisfaction guarantee that comes along with it. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service, 888-GET-GREEN is the number. NaturalWayLawn.com on the web. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green. Stay green with Natural Way.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dan Dickerson on the call. Tigers shutout held to just that one hit.
Thanks, Maeda.
Right. John, you said don't look at Twitch.
Yeah, don't look at Twitch for just a moment, because now I have no way to fact check this, at least in the short time. But you've made a lot of bold claims on the show, and we have somewhat used it as a bit in regards to the Costa lock and how that's a jinx and all those different things.
Right.
So this one says, on another note, Torkelson is 0-for-10 ever since Cookies tweeted his days of not being able to hit are behind him. The Costa curse is real.
I did have someone point that out to me.
Hmm.
He hit his fifth home run. I did the little quote tweet, video tweet. Look at this guy. Look how great he is. He's putting it all behind him.
Why would you do that to a guy that we are excited about?
Either he can handle it or he can't. This is big league ball.
Oh, boy.
We'll find
out. But you know the power of the tweet, right?
Sure.
Or the X, what do we call it?
Yeah, I don't know. What do you mean to tweet
out? You X'd him.
You want me to tweet out he sucks now? Send him down? DFA him?
Yeah. Yeah. He can drive the bus to Toledo with Maeda on it.
Well, if you believe this, Maeda is about to turn into a Cy Young winner since I just ended his career
stop
today.
It. You are such a dork. You're my goodness.
Either I have the power or I don't. It can't be one or the other.
Oh, boy.
We have the schedule kind of for the Knicks and the Pistons. The playoff series will begin on Saturday night. You already knew that, 6 o'clock ESPN. But now we know that game two will be Monday in New York, 7:30 on TNT. Game three, the first Piston playoff game in years, will be Thursday. TNT, TBD, but it will go head-to-head with the NFL draft.
What is the NBA doing? Like, they've already lost to the NFL on Christmas. Do they want to string out a first round playoff series as long as possible? And people questioning, is it a day between games? Is it 2 days? Is it 3 days? When are these games? And then all of a sudden, hey, go up against the NFL. Not that they can't go up against the NFL, but the draft and the NBA playoffs. Like, what are you doing?
This series could stretch as far as May 3rd for a game 7.
And their first game is?
April 19th.
So they're going to stretch
2 weeks.
A 7-game series for 2 weeks.
Yeah, 15 days, right?
Yeah.
Well, 14 days, yeah.
Can't play back-to-back games, and you got to have a travel day and a rest day.
And an off day, yeah. Game 4 would be Sunday, the 27th. 1 o'clock ABC.
Wait. So they're going to stay in Detroit.
Thursday through Sunday.
Thursday.
Yes. Nothing Friday, nothing Saturday, and then Sunday an afternoon game for game 4. Yeah. This is what happens. They stretch this stuff out.
Could
be 2 weeks.
Yes. And nobody should be surprised. The only surprise that we have is that we haven't experienced this.
Yeah.
Because
it's been a minute.
They want to go ahead and stretch this out as long as possible. It just seems ridiculous.
Look, we'll get back into the Tigers at 6:35. I got to be careful with proclamations, but we want to know if anybody's driving the 90-win bus from the show that brought you the 14-win bus. Will either of us grab the steering wheel? We'll get to that at 6:35. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, listen to this story. A Michigan man who carried out a bomb hoax on a cruise ship last year has been sentenced to jail.
The reason is unbelievable.
So this kid, 19 years old, Joshua Lowe, he was sentenced to 8 months in prison on Monday after he sent an email to Carnival Cruises on January of 2024. And the email was pretty simple. It said, "Hey, I think somebody might have a bomb on your Sunrise cruise ship." So, of course, they took that as somebody might have a bomb on our cruise ship, right? And they followed all the protocol. They had to, like, individually search over 1,000 rooms. They were headed to Jamaica, and Jamaican authorities had to escort the ship to port. Yeah. A lot to do, right? Thankfully, turns out there wasn't actually a bomb. This kid was just upset that his girlfriend and her family went on a cruise without him. He was left behind to take care of the pets. And he was so mad about that, he decided to try to ruin their trip.
In a bomb threat.
To sabotage the trip.
Yes. Right.
He has since apologized, but he's still going to spend some time behind bars, and he has to pay restitution for expenses associated with the whole hoax.
Yeah, instead he sabotaged his life.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, is there an update on that relationship? I'm guessing
no longer together.
I was surprised that it didn't say ex-girlfriend in here.
Oh,
it
kept saying
girlfriend, but
yeah,
girlfriend at the time.
She can fix him.
He's doing hard time. He might meet somebody new.
Oh my God. Two students were arrested after a fight broke out at a Garden City High School on Tuesday morning. So these students were fighting at, this was Cambridge Alternative High School, when one of the students pulled out a knife. Right. That's when things got serious. Staff members tried to get involved, break up the fight, but they were hurt in the process by the knife. The staff members and a student received medical care for minor injuries. Both who were involved in the fight were placed in custody. And of course, there is still an investigation underway. But I think classes were paused. chaos was happening at that school for sure. For sure. Michigan now has its fifth confirmed measles case of the year. An Ingham County 12-month-old contracted the virus just a day after receiving the measles vaccine. Mm. The baby had traveled to another state through an airport. They're not saying which Michigan airport, where another person was contagious. But this child now may have exposed others at seven different locations between April 4th and April 8th, including at their daycare, where there are at least 50 other children and staff member could have been exposed to this. So people who may have been exposed to measles should monitor themselves for symptoms for 21 days. High fever, cough, runny nose, red watery eyes, and then, of course, the little spots in the mouth and the rash on the face or the rest of the body. So there you have that. Two suspects connected to a Minnesota murder were arrested in the Upper Peninsula on Monday. So according to Michigan State Police, a guy was murdered on Sunday in Minnesota, and police in the UP started looking for these suspects because they learned they could be in the Ishpeming area. So they did. They were on the lookout. They spotted them in a vehicle, pulled them over, and the suspects, a 35-year-old Minnesota man and a 32-year-old Upper Peninsula woman, were arrested. The guy is facing a ton of charges. Second-degree murder, second-degree drive-by shooting, first-degree attempted murder, second-degree attempted murder, and the woman was charged with aiding and abetting a second-degree murderer. So, yikes. Mm. Glad they were caught.
Let's say good work by our guys. Yeah.
This is kind of interesting. Mark Zuckerberg, I guess, once considered deleting all of your Facebook friends and making everybody start over. So he suggested the idea back in 2022 because apparently the social aspect of Facebook was declining. So the thinking was that, hey, we could just delete everyone's friends and encourage people to reconnect with Facebook and reconnect with their friends and family, basically by rebuilding all of their social connections.
But that would have been hugely unpopular.
Correct.
I think people would have said, bye-bye.
Not doing all that work again.
Okay, reconnecting with your close friends, your aunt and uncle and family members, fine, pretty easy, but it's like,
it's all the people that you...
It's all those random connections you made at a certain event back in the day that you don't really talk to or interact with, but it's still nice to know they're there. People would have left. So, and they did find out that, you know what? We're not the problem. The problem was with the actual Facebook and the way the way you're connecting. Instead of like connecting and seeing all your friends post, you're seeing suggested content way more.
Yeah.
And that's why people aren't interacting as much.
Do you still use it?
No, I don't use it. I use it to find some news,
okay.
Like through local channels. I follow
just the Facebook.
Yeah, or... not when I say news, I'm not looking at Facebook news. I follow local news channels.
Yeah.
And I like some of the news they post on their social sites more than on their websites.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I go on Facebook to look through local news, but I do not use Facebook as a way of posting and connecting with people.
I feel like most people have left the platform. Yeah.
Well, I've got my Instagram linked to my Facebook.
Yes.
So if I post something on Instagram, it automatically goes to Facebook.
Yeah, that's
but
about
I have never, well, at least in the last 5 years or more, actually posted something on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the last 5 years, but I don't use it really.
Not that often.
No.
All right, Heather with the news coming up next. Someone want to drive the 90 win bus? How much do you believe in this Tiger baseball team? It's 97.1.
Hey, if your furnace or AC isn't getting the job done, do what I did and call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. And at this time of the year, one day it's AC, another day it's the heat. You never know what you're going to get when you wake up. Mastercraft has 24/7 emergency service, and they back their work with the 5-year warranty. So you don't have to be long without. They've got generators in stock as well. All you have to do is call to schedule your free in-home estimate, or you could check them out online at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One run would be enough. Tiger shut out for the first time this season, held to only one hit. Gleyber Torres in the sixth. 9:02, we've got a fresh Mel Mock draft. We'll get to it. A lot of draft talk in the 7 o'clock hour today. We're starting with a lot of Tiger talk. John, I think today's actually a good day to do this.
Okay.
Because it's after a loss and it kind of puts things in perspective.
Yes, we've got, 17 games in. And, I mean, it's not really the time to be making bold proclamations, but...
We've been dancing around some stuff.
I think both of us have been pleasantly surprised. I think most Tiger fans have been pleasantly surprised with the start of the Tiger season. Because what was the conversation going into the season? Boy, that schedule's tough. Oh, Vierling's not going to be there. And Parker Meadows isn't going to be there. And then Gleyber Torres gets hurt. What are we possibly to do? Could we even field a team? I mean, at times, that's what it felt like,
no,
didn't
I know. I joked opening day was not canceled.
Right, opening, yes, you made that joke. Opening day was not canceled. They did play the LA Dodgers, the best team money can buy, and they lost all three games. And since then, and even in those games, right, they didn't look defeated. They didn't look like they were out of place. They lost them. There's no question about that. But since then, they have been really good at being aggressive at the plate and working counts, getting on base or runners in scoring position. When we had Dan Dickerson on, He talked about the 15 runners in scoring position, and they were 1 for 15. Not great, but you had those 15 runners in scoring position if they continue to do that, which they have until yesterday, that this is a team that's going to score some runs. We talked about the comparisons of the end of last season, and it was pitching chaos. That's the reason they made the postseason. It wasn't because their bats finally found the ball. Now, bats have found the ball, and it is the perfect time to have this conversation because last night, one hit, and it's their first shutout of the season. I was at 80 games before we started the season. 80 wins.
Yep.
You were at 82.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they were at 86. Is anyone willing to drive the bus? Because we had the 14-win bus, and when the schedule came out for the Lions last year, I was on that 14-win bus from day one. Neither of us were on it day one with the Detroit Tigers. Is it a stretch to think 86 last year, 90 wins this year?
They're the favorite to win the division, which puts you in the upper 80s, I would think, and puts 90. It's a realistic conversation. But this is you and me doing a stare down for who wants to grab the steering wheel to drive the 90-win bus. And John, I will offer you the first opportunity because I'm not there yet.
Oh.
So if you grab it today, it's your bus, but you got to own it.
It is my bus. And I am driving that sucker straight to the postseason this year. I am so pleasantly surprised. And not all of it has to do with the bats because you can't just pick and choose what you want. And Torkelson, right? He's been really good at the start of the season. I can't say that just simply continues and then Riley Green comes along. I do believe Riley Green will come along. But if I say that, then I think, well, the water finds its level and
Tork comes back down to earth
yeah. to where he was last year. I think there's a happy medium in there. I think Riley Green is much better than he has started off with. And I don't know that Tork is... I don't know that he's going to be a 40 home run guy, but do I think he's a 30 home run guy? Yeah. Do I think he's going to be hitting in the 265, 275 range? Yeah, I do. And we're only talking about two guys. Yeah. But the reason...
They're big, important pieces.
...is this pitching staff is as good as advertised. And I am pleasantly surprised by Casey Mize.
Yes.
I love, obviously, you know, we all love Tarek Skubal. Flaherty. And I know, yes, great, 5 runs yesterday and wasn't his best outing, but I think he is damn good. Reese Olson is going to be good. Jackson Jobe, and again, coming off his first win, love what I see. And I think the move with Montero is a little bit, there's a lot of factors involved. It's the 23 and 24 days, but this could be a way of them managing a little bit of Jackson Jobe's workload.
Yeah. I'm pleasantly surprised too. I know I'm going to get painted as the negative guy because I didn't grab the steering wheel, but let me just explain what I'm looking at here. This next couple weeks to round out the month of April, they play Kansas City, San Diego, Baltimore, and Houston. I think those are all very good baseball teams, even if the records aren't all great. If they round out this month with 18 wins, that would be pacing for 90. To go through this tough stretch with the injuries and be pacing for 90, I want to see that. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. I don't get the driver's seat. I'll sit in the side and adjust the radio if we get to the month of April and they deliver. Is that a reasonable thing to say today?
I'm just counting the games, the actual number of games. 14 games.
Yeah, they have to go 8-6 to pace for 90, which means you're going to win a couple of these series.
Yep.
And if you do, great. And by that point, Vierling may be back. I mean, maybe I'm being optimistic, but a couple weeks away, I'm hoping. I think if you start the month of April pacing for 90 wins and the reinforcements start coming and you went through those tough stretches on the schedule, yeah, then I'll be on the 90-win bus with you. But right now, I'm still in...
You're still at 82?
No, I think I have to adjust. I just think it'd be crazy to add 8 to 10 wins this early in the season. I'm probably in the upper 80s right now. Still in the driver's seat for the division, but not quite at 90 wins.
What I believe I'm watching is And I don't think anything carries over from year to year, but it does give a little bit of credibility to what they did last year. And that's where I think I'm at, is this has given them some credibility on and the fact that if they were an 86 win team last year and going into the All-Star break, hell, going into the trade deadline, we didn't think 86 was possible. And I was the last one on this show to get on last year's bus that they were going to be a postseason team. I didn't believe. And the fact that I believe now, the way that they are playing in April, that the fact that they have started, I don't want to say hot, but for what we expected and with the schedule.
It's a dream start. We said it earlier this week. It's a dream start for this baseball
team. Do I think that they're 4 wins better than last year's team? Yes.
I do too. I said 86 to start the season because I thought they were every bit as good as last year's team. I bought in to what happened last year. And the fact that Torque is contributing has helped them here early. So people are going to have to continue to step up. And,
of course,
you know, Green's going to have to get out of this slump. But I do believe. I think it's right around 90 right now. And I think that would be a ceiling barring some significant other things happening, like Meadows getting back and Veerling. Like, I'm excited about the potential of this lineup if they're healthy. I just don't know if it's ever going to happen. But I think they're 4 games better than I thought originally.
Yeah.
Let's get to David in Clinton Township. David, we got 2 on the bus. What about you?
I'll drive the bus. I'll even fix a flat if they blow a tire on the way.
Oh, they're going to have some flats. There's no question.
Yeah. So, we got, like you said, reinforcements coming back. Plus, I think that Ilitch this time around might channel his dad and make a move if they're close. Okay? And they, let's face it, the division ain't all that great.
True.
I mean, the split isn't like it used to be. They play, you know, they don't play as many in the division, but still something there. And I got one question, if that's okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Would you guys be adverse to bringing in JD Martinez? Wouldn't he be a better pinch hitter for Carpenter when they bring in a lefty?
Well, I want to see Carp against more lefties.
Yeah, I'm okay with Carpenter getting more time against lefties.
Okay. Well, I'd rather see him. I'd rather see JD than McKinstry or Malloy. I mean, I know they're, you know, he ain't the same guy, but he's still better than those two options.
Well, Malloy would be the guy you're talking about replacing, because McKinstry can play all over the diamond. You wouldn't make the one-for-one swap there. But yeah, the debate would be J.D. Martinez at 37 years old versus Justin Henry Malloy, who's a primary DH at this point, doesn't do anything else.
Right.
J.D. had 16 home runs last year after 33 the year before. I don't know how much is left in the tank.
Right. How much is the decline, and what does he add, not just at the plate, but in the field as well?
Nothing at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd make that move. We had talked about it a little bit, especially in the wake of, you know, not getting a third baseman that's now in Boston. Don't do it. Don't say it.
You did it. Can't help myself. Anyway.
And we haven't even had to say the word walleye at all.
How many wins would they have if Bregman was here? That's the real question. 248. We got ticket text. We got open lines. I think it's a fun conversation. It's a dream start. Yeah. We've got the 90-win bus. John's driving it. Tom's on board. You guys got a spot. Do you want to take the seat? It's 97-1.
Hey, during the NBA play-in tournament, FanDuel is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. All you have to do is join FanDuel today, and you're going to get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bets. And you can bet on anything from three-pointers to steals to assist. FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, you don't just have to do it before the game. After the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win something big. Visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to get in on all the NBA play-in tournament action. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dan Dickerson's call last night, a loss. Actually, a good time to have this conversation. We're not dealing with the high of winning, trying to ground everybody in reality, but really assess where you're at with this Tiger baseball team. We got a lot of drivers that listen to the show.
Good.
We want to know if you want to hop on the 90-win bus.
Yeah. Here we go.
Got room.
And I'm cautious because I don't want to be reactionary. And that's why I want to get on it now, because I think this is something, obviously, you know, there's a lot of baseball left to play. And injuries always play a factor, but they have dealt with injuries. And maybe that is why I'm willing to go from the 80 that I was to start the season to 90. I didn't think that they would be able to be where they are right now because of the injuries, and to no fault of their own. Yeah. And we know that they tried to add a bat. Okay, that's all the off-season stuff. But when you are decimated by injuries, we saw what it actually ended up costing the Lions. And when one position, and then you're filling that position with guys that aren't center fielders, and we all know that center field is one of the more important positions, especially in the outfield, and you're trying to protect Riley Green and not get hurt, and you're not going to use him. You mentioned that. Why not just use him every day in center if you're going to have him on the field and out there playing? I just didn't think that they would be able to perform the way that they're performing.
10-7 to start. They were the first team to 10 wins in the American League. To have a 10-win jump from your preseason expectations feels significant, John. And I'm not on the 90-win bus like you and Gov are. I'm probably in the upper 80s right now. I think this team has earned the driver's seat in the division. I want to see them round out the month of April and keep this pace given the opponents. If they finish the month at, 18-13, that would put them on pace for 90 wins, and that would be wins against the Padres and the Orioles and the Kansas City Royals, who may be the biggest threat in the division. That would go a long way to get me there. It's just such a long season. What I don't want to do is say, hey, I had them at 82. It's a dream start. Now I'm going to vault them all the way up into the 90s. I'm not there yet. I'm encouraged. I'm excited. I'm trying not to complain at all, but I'm not on the 90-win bus.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. And you'll make fun of me when I join you at the end of the month, but I just want to see a little more.
Well, I think it's optimistic for any of us to believe that you'll actually do that at the end of the month.
Well, and I have to be careful with grand proclamations because the audience doesn't like it. If I would have come out today and said, oh, they're winning 90 games.
Yeah, they would have gone on a 10-game loser streak.
They're going to win 100, triple-digit disco. People would have gotten really upset.
People need to be careful about criticizing you for that, though, or us. Like we did get one text saying you jinxed the Lion season, now you're jinxing the Tiger season. No. It's saying 90 wins is really about the equivalent of when me and John came out and said 14 before the Lions season.
Oh, I think 14 was bolder, to be clear.
It is bolder, but we didn't jinx that. They actually did better than we thought they would.
Yeah,
and then you came out with the 15-2 bus, and you nailed it.
Spot on the target.
The jinx was the disco.
Yeah, the jinx was sequins. And
we're not going to the triple-digit disco with win totals for the Tigers.
They're not winning 100
games. I don't care what. You're not allowed to do it if they're 99-33.
You can't do it. Couple ticket texts. True believer, I say 92 wins. Save me a seat on the bus. Guys, I haven't changed my mind on this team. Even with the hot start, I'm still around 75 to 80 wins. A lot can change. I don't think they're a great team, Ben, in Lake Orion.
Okay. I can see both sides of this. It's just not the gut feeling that I have.
John, they didn't tell you that cookies change the front tire on your bus. The lug nuts are not tight. The wheel will come off.
Oh, trust me. There is absolutely nothing on the bus that I'm going to have you work on. Absolutely nothing.
But this would surprise you because you refer to me as a dork. I can change a tire, have successfully changed many tires. This is one thing I can do.
Mm-hmm. So, on yours, you could just kind of hold up the car while you change the tire.
With one hand?
Yeah.
This texter says, I can't believe they'll win 90 games just yet. I think more injuries could happen and derail them. I hope I'm wrong, Mike and Lapierre. Guys, I'm on board with this Tigers team. But unfortunately, I'm pretty pessimistic about Torkelson. I understand he started hot, but the last 5 games, he's 3-17. And I think water is leveling, and we're watching it unfold right now. I do think there's a question. Can we get Tork and Green to contribute at the same time?
Right.
Because if they do, I'd feel much better about this conversation.
Sure.
One more says, can't use Bregman as an argument. He chose not to sign here. And B, why is there any pushback on releasing Maeda? He never should have made it out of spring. God forbid anybody says something negative about the Tigers.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that they shouldn't have done it. I'm not saying that they shouldn't do it now. I just don't think that they will. That's it.
with the Bregman stuff, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, but he brought it up. Bregman chose the Red Sox.
Yeah.
We also chose not to accept his counteroffer. So it's not like the Tigers were blameless when we do the you know, revisionist history on it. There was an offer that he presented that if we said yes, he plays here, and it wasn't $200 million. So there, I said my piece. Texter says 95 wins, Mark in Clinton Township. 90 wins for sure from an unnamed ticket texter, especially when they make that big move at the trade deadline.
That's where I also think we go from an 86 win team last year to 90 wins. I do think if they are, even if they're in a battle with whether it's Cleveland or Kansas City, or all three teams are battling, I think the Tigers will make a move at the trade deadline to improve. By how much, I'm not willing to. We got a lot to see what the needs are before we get to that point.
When are we going to have a conversation about Riley Green? This is more than a slump at this point. He's been playing bad on the whole this season. A couple Riley Green stats for people who wonder just how ugly it's got. He had 3 strikeouts last night. 28 leads the American League. He's 1 for his last 28 with 17 strikeouts to only 3 walks. We are trending into more than a slump territory.
It's the swing and miss that's really concerning.
Yeah. Guys, I'm not on the bus. I think injuries are going to keep them right around where they were last year, which would be just shy of 90. And I'm thinking right now 80 wins, which should still be enough to win the Central, according to the Sunday Ticket Texter.
A losing record wins the Central?
I don't think it's going to happen. Anyway, 248-539-9797. We'll honk the horn for you. If you want to join, if you want to hop on, we'll save you a seat. The 90-win bus. John's on it. Tom's on it. Many of you are on board. It's 97.1.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.